During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Oh my gosh, Craig Robinson is in the studio.
Do famous people not have the nicest sunglasses you've ever seen?
I mean, I like
that. Craig, those are some nice glasses, buddy.
Thank you very much. I have a girl who gets me glasses.
She styles it? Just the glass person?
Just I have a girl.
That's all she does.
For my sunglasses, my shades, yes. And let me tell you why.
Why is that?
Because I have this gigantic head.
I have the same problem!
And so I have to get shades. She's always on the lookout for shades
right.
That are, you know, nice and big for my face.
They've got to be wide and they've got to be tall because
exactly.
If not, your head looks disproportionate.
I have the same thing.
Can you wear hats?
Yes, yeah, but you
okay,
know,
I can't wear hats.
I got to get them.
You got a hat person.
No, you got to go to DXL.
Yeah.
Extra large because they're going to have.
That's why they have massive hats.
I didn't realize they also had big hats there. I've been in there before. I didn't realize they also had big hats there.
Everything's over 2X, 3X because you go to some regular store and
right.
Everybody's like, oh, everybody must be 5'7".
Right. You know? Right. With 9 to 10 inch feet. Everybody's feet are 10,
exactly.
10 and a half.
So,
right.
Yeah,
no, you're right.
You get it. You get it.
I do.
He does get it. Star 89.9 is in on Raven. Look, first of all, I got to be honest. I've never seen somebody with as big a head as Raven in here. So
right.
I
you're welcome.
Yep.
Thank you.
And shout out to the big guys who have to have a hard exterior, but our teddy bears on the inside.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You should understand how soft I am in this room to make sure that I make it through the day every day without exploding. Like,
exactly.
I really do feel kindred right now, Craig.
Wait.
I'm understood here. It's the most understood I've been in my studio in
Craig,
a long
Raven,
time.
And it's been, a minute?
Craig had to go. Raven had to go to anger management for real, court ordered.
Yeah.
Let's talk about teddy
Who
bears
hasn't?
On the inside.
All right. Who hasn't? Okay.
Who hasn't?
And it was beneficial.
We've
I'm not going to lie.
Our moments.
That's right. And I'm man enough to say that I went and I shared and I got something out of it. Welcome, Craig Robinson. This is exciting.
And he's
got a large head and he's got a sunglass person. I love it.
Let me get the business out of the way. Craig Robinson, first of all, you never given me so much clout with my daughter because we started watching. She's 10. So we started watching The Office in full over the last 6 months, right?
Because that seems appropriate, right?
Well,
that's
here's
good
the funny part.
Fifth grade is good. Yeah.
Right, but it's funny because you remember The Office in a certain way, but then when you're watching it with your 10-year-old kid, you're like, oh, I got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
So, but she last night, I just showed her a picture of you. I didn't even say anything. I said, Hayden, look who's coming to the studio tomorrow. And she goes, Daryl!
Nice. Hi, Hayden. Hi, Hayden.
Okay. Regained
Hi,
the cool.
Hayden. Hi, Hayden.
Oh, she's going to be so excited. So we're welcoming you to Bridgeport, Vinnie Brand's Dress Factory. You had your first show there last night. You're going to be there 2 shows tonight, 2 shows tomorrow night. Got a show on Sunday, too. Welcome to Connecticut.
Thank you very much. Shout out to the crowd from last night. Y'all were amazing. It really set the bar for Bridgeport, man. We came in Thursday night. And, I mean, they were just with us from the start.
That's
always
good.
Amazing. It was so much fun.
Craig, are you doing the thing where you're still playing a bit during the show, right? Because I know that, you know, at least one tour, right? Music was a huge part of your act throughout that whole time, right?
Every time.
That's what I thought.
Every time, yes.
Is it something that it helps you, like, flow creativity-wise? Or are you like me? I just sing when I'm doing random stuff around the house.
Without a doubt.
Yeah?
Yeah. Music is my partner.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Speaking of music being your partner, this is what I found fascinating. You were an elementary school music teacher.
Yeah, I taught K-8 music in Chicago and Indiana. But the first year was Indiana and then a few years in Chicago.
How do you make the leap from being like an elementary school teacher?
I mean, how
to
do you
this?
Make the leap from Indiana to Chicago? And that's what I really want to know. I mean, that's a different classroom.
Well,
right?
What happened was right out of college, I got offered a teaching job in Indiana.
Okay,
and I was still living in Chicago, so I could commute back and forth.
Yeah,
and then I started doing this Teachers for Chicago program where I got my master's degree while I taught. So you're getting paid and going to school. It was brutal, but so you're teaching and going to school in the afternoon.
Wow.
But so that happened, but I ended up getting my master's degree, whatever. So doing all of that, I'm going to open mics, I'm going to acting classes, you know, and I won this contest in Chicago, and then I won a contest in Oakland, and I started getting some notice in Oakland.
This is a comedy contest or an open mic contest.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Okay.
Comedy, no, not open mic. It was, yep. You know.
Comedy contest.
Some legit.
Right. Okay, all right. Right.
The Bay Area Black Comedy Festival.
All right.
I won that, and from that, I ended up getting a manager, and they knew, I'm still with the manager to this day at 3Arts Entertainment, and, Mark Schulman, shout out, and he knew, you know, he knew what was up. He was like, hey, we're going to put you on the road, and, you know, you're going to headline from now here on out, and then we're going to get you a development deal and this in Montreal, and all that stuff happened.
He had a vision.
So, yeah, he had a vision. And so that's what happened.
And you're busy. I was looking over your, like, Wikipedia. The amount of shows that you've done, people that you don't even know that you voiced, is insane. Like, you've done everything.
I haven't heard that one. It's not that many voices.
I mean, from the Sausage Party.
Yes.
Love that movie.
Obviously.
Shrek.
Right, Shrek. I mean, that's crazy.
Get that Shrek money. That's where the sunglass money comes from.
Sunglass money.
Sunglass money and hat money right there. Sunglass money and hat money.
I wish.
Lately, I've come into sock money myself right here, but I'm not there yet. But I'm working on it.
All right, we're going to have more of Craig Robinson coming up next here on Saturday Night 9.9. Craig Robinson joining us in studio. We brought a keyboard. He's just over there playing.
I told you it would work.
It's like my dream come
true.
I told you it would work.
I laid that trap for you right there. I dug the hole, Craig, and then I laid bamboo and leaves over it, and I put a piano right underneath it, a keyboard right underneath it. And I just lured you in with that.
Yeah, you did. It's kind of like saying, when I go and I see a keyboard, it's kind of like saying, welcome home.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, you want to know the truth? The whole story behind that keyboard is we asked our bosses if we could rent one. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're not paying $200 for your nonsense, which is what they said.
So I actually stole that keyboard.
We
stole that keyboard from somebody else.
And that's because we love you so much.
It was in somebody's house that works here, except it's not theirs.
It's a miracle.
Person who owns it wasn't there. So we just stole it.
It's a miracle keyboard.
Right on.
Right. We're going to have more with Craig Robinson coming up next. You can catch him all weekend long at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport. Get the info, stressfactory.com. I just love that he's jamming the whole time.
I told you that keyboard was key. Told you.
Craig Robinson, bringing it down, starting at 9.9 in Santa on Raven. It's going to be at Stress Factory all weekend long. Got two shows tonight, two tomorrow night, and then one on Sunday, too. Welcome to Connecticut again.
Right.
Can we talk about Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey?
Thank you for the welcome.
You're welcome.
A pleasure. I'm enjoying Bridgeport.
Thank you.
You look fantastic. You smell fantastic, Craig.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you really smell good. I like your glasses.
I have a cologne person.
Do you? You have a cologne person, too?
What?
A sunglass person, a hat person, a cologne person, man. They are doing a heck of a job.
Listen, I don't care if I'm not supposed to talk about it or not. Is there going to be an Office reboot? Because I need to see Daryl
back.
It's
the one thing you're not supposed to ask.
I don't care.
You're not supposed to ask it, but everybody's talking.
Come on.
We are doing a reunion movie.
Come on.
For real?
Is that real information? Because you've been lying to us for 15 minutes off air.
All right.
Not The Office. Me and some friends from home, we did a movie when we were like 15. We're going to reunite.
Okay.
Cool.
Right.
But,
it's a movie that nobody's seen or heard of.
But we're excited to reunite and do it. I'm sorry. What were you talking about?
I'm talking about The Office. I mean, I'm so excited, first of all, for the podcast that the ladies are putting out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
That's going to be nice.
Yeah, I guess who's the first guest on there?
Is it you?
Come on.
I don't know. I was saying guest.
I can't.
He's going to do this to you the rest of the time that he's here. You realize
ahead,
it, right? Right?
He
sent the trap at this point. Is it annoying or wonderful every time somebody asks you? Because, I mean, you are endeared to so many people through that. You do through so much.
Being on The Office is like being everybody's friend, you know?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. It's cool. It's like, because I still don't understand the gravity, but I understand some of the gravity of what this show means to some people.
Hmm.
Some people are like really, hey, you know, my mother had cancer and, you know, and this is the only thing that made her laugh. You know, it'd be something like that.
Right.
Some heavy stories come out and it's the only thing that got our family together. And it's, you know, I've got a relationship with my father now because it's always so I know that there are stories out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard them all. That's what I mean, but I don't understand gravitas, but I do have a little.
It's so funny you even said that, because I wasn't going to bring it up because it's corny and makes me look stupid. But last night, me and my daughter, I told you earlier, I have rewatched every episode. Hayden, what up? Well, she's at school now, but I'll play this for her later. We've been watching The Office from season one for the last 6 months. And last night, we watched the episode where Steve Carell leaves, right?
Wait. Oh, from season one. I thought you were saying
season one for the past six months.
Taking a while to get through season one.
Right.
No. So last night is the episode, and when Pam runs into the airport to say goodbye to him, the two of us sat on the couch and we bawled our eyes out. Like, we cried. I cried watching it all over again.
Thinking of goodbyes, what was your goodbye like? I mean, with the dancing and everything, I thought that was wonderful and perfect for you, but how did you feel?
I was like, dance.
Right.
All right. I was down for it. You know, I'm down for that show, man. It was very good to me. It's still good to me. It's amazing that it's like, Netflix has given it this new life and, you know, a new generation of people are seeing it, like old and
teenagers and wearing shirts with it on. It's crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you, since we're talking about that, because The Office, when I watch the show, it's brilliant in so many ways. But, you know, when I watch it, plenty of times, there's times where I say to myself, they don't get to make this show today if they're doing it right now at this point. And obviously things move in cycles. But, you know, what do you think about the fact that we're in this kind of cancel me thing right now, like where they're going back? If you say something controversial or you get a big job even or whatever, they go back and they skim everything you said from the time you were 3 years old in a digital world. I mean, what do you think? What's that doing to comedy?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for my number to be called. I'm just...
Yeah. where they expose you.
Well, somebody at 5 years old said
something terrible.
Oh, how about... What do you got to say about that, Craig? You know, It's I don't know what to think. It feels like it's setting a precedent, and then it's so layered. And I'm not the one to speak on it, but
right,
real quick, it's like some things need to be canceled and some things don't. You know, and but then everything gets thrown in the same bowl, kind of like the Me Too thing. Some things like, wow, that was horrible what that person did. It's like, and then the other one's like, oh, that was a bad date.
Right.
You know, but it all gets thrown into the same thing. So it's
tricky nowadays.
Yeah. It's a lot of confusion.
Right. Especially when you did it at 5.
No, right? She was 8 years old. I was 5.
Right.
All right. Greg Robinson is going to be at Vinnie Brand Stress Factory all weekend long.
Sure am.
And you know what? You wrote a children's book. And I don't know if you know this, but Raven and I also wrote children's books. And we're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up, because we want you to judge our children's books and see which one you think is actually going to be a bestseller.
Okay, great.
All
Thank
right,
you.
Next, right here on Star. Greg Robinson just encouraged me to sing, and then I sang, and then he made fun of me.
No. Fun of the callback. I was gonna make fun. You have a nice voice. That was fun.
That's not.
Come on, show the people.
You did all right. It was maybe the best singing you ever did. Go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead.
First, I was afraid.
I was petrified.
Can't think I can never live without you
by my side.
And then I spent so many nights on there.
Oh, you did me wrong, and I grew strong. And I go, how to carry on? And this is why I'm not allowed to sing on the air. But Craig Robinson told me so, and here we are. All right.
And then we're singing again, and we're singing in some more. Now, Raven, it's your turn. Come on and sing us out the door.
Oh, no, I will survive. I know as long as I can, blah, blah, blah. No, I don't know the rest.
All right,
perfect.
I will survive.
That was good.
Oh, that was good. Thank you. It felt good. You bring out the good in me. Greg Robinson going to be at Vinnie Brand Stress Factory all this weekend. We're going to have more with him coming up next on Star. First time for everything, Raven. First time
breath?
For everything.
You out of breath?
Not usually does a guest come into the studio and demand that we run around before we go on the air.
Right. Demand.
Right.
I mean, you suggested it, and then like the power suggestion is really all I
think,
needed.
But you demanded it. You was like, come on, let's
get
go.
Up. Well, yeah. You challenged me to run around the studio. What do you think I'm going to do?
And
right.
We did it.
She's highly competitive, Craig, as you saw when she started shoulder checking people.
Shoulder check. She ducked under the table.
Right.
This one is a firecracker.
Yeah. She's not above cheating. It's true.
I'll do anything to win. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Craig Robinson joining us. Vinnie Brand Stress Factory is going to be there all weekend long. Last night you had a great show. We tried to tell you, find out if we were doing the Office reboot. You wouldn't give us any information because you don't, I don't know.
I feel like everybody is there for the Office reboot. I mean, it's just whether or not NBC wants to pull out the
cash.
That's
not true. I don't think
everybody's
there.
So busy they can't show up for one episode and get $1 million.
No, the whole season.
Come on.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there it is.
That's it.
Right.
Yes,
thank you.
I told you. I'm getting anywhere.
I figured as much.
That settles all questions.
Right.
If I race you around the studio and I beat you, will you give me a little more information?
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that later.
Craig Robinson is such a big star that the strangest faces are coming through right now. I haven't seen the building supervisor in at least, I don't know, a month or something like that. This is the guy that changes the AC when there's a problem, whatever. He just stuck his head in the door.
Right.
I just saw him through the window. He's like, is that Craig? I know that's Craig. All right. I like that show. All right.
So, Craig, so a lot of people don't know that you were also an elementary school teacher before you catapulted into stardom, and now you're just starring everything. But you wrote a children's book called Jake the Fake Keeps It Real.
That's correct.
Now, I was like reading about it last night. It's really cute. Raven and I wrote children's books this week, actually. I want to tell you what our ideas were, and you tell us who has a better children's book, okay?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
You go first.
Okay. Mine was called The Puppy Who Thought He Didn't Need a Pack. It's about a dog who hurts himself trying to race the Iditarod all by himself and realizes in rehab when he gets himself Carl, the Canadian Eskimo, to, you know, nurture him back through health there, that he needs friends, he needs a team to be successful.
Publish.
Thank you.
Mine is called My Name is Jalupi Jack and Farmo, and it's about a sloth who is embarrassed of his name, and it's his first day of school, and he's sad because he knows that all the kids are going to make fun of him. Even on the playground, they always like chant, Jalupi Jackie Farmo, Loopy Jalupi, and his feelings are always hurt. But he tells them through love and guidance that he was named that to bring joy. And then ultimately, at the end of the children's story, he does bring joy to the classroom, and he's proud of his name, Jalupi Jackie Farmo.
I like it. Too sexual. Go.
Thank you very much. My other one was the Notorious P.I.G. We had some trademark issues there, but P.I.G. Starts a line. He comes up from the rough and tumble hog farming background, right? And then he starts a line of mineral salt and mud baths there, creates a whole spa empire, gets his mama out the pen, buys her a luxurious hilltop thing, and then he's got an accountant that handles the phone bill, carries the food bill, all that stuff. He ain't even mad at the people that used to call the cops on him when he was just out there trying to get some food for his piglets,
right?
Because now he's good. He's found his good circle.
I know what the P is for in PIG.
What's that?
Perfect.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. I feel good.
And my other book idea was a series, and you know how they have like all the different series books? It's called The 80s Were Silly, The 90s Were Silly, but we're teaching kids about the things they should know, not about history or anything like that, but like who the Spice Girls were, what The Office was all about,
slap
and why
bracelets.
It was such an important
slap
show.
Slap bracelets.
Slap bracelets. And each book is a different decade, so the 80s were silly, the 90s were silly, and so on.
Again, love it. Again, very sexual.
I know. I don't know how to...
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Desexualize.
It's just a thing with her.
It just happens with you all the time.
Right.
Right.
It must be the Craig Robinson in here. That's what it must be.
All right. We got to go because I have to race you around the studio, so you tell me whether or not there's going to be an office reason.
But we got to do it. Like, they push us around in chairs.
100%. That's happening.
Chair race.
All right. If you want to see Craig Robinson, you've got like 5 chances left. Don't miss him. Vinny Brand Stress Factory. Shoot 2 shows tonight, 2 tomorrow night, and 1 on Sunday. You want your tickets? Head to stressfactory.com. Craig, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast, everybody. And thank you all. I'll see y'all tonight, Bridgeport. If not, love you anyway. Mwah!
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
during the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale. We're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.